Welcome to The Divine Style with Jolinda Stella, personal stylist and spiritual mentor, and Alison Maiden, psychic medium and metaphysical teacher. Each episode, we share spiritual lessons to cultivate self-love and self-expression so you can become the best version of you. Hi, I'm Jolinda.
And I'm Alison.
Today, we are talking all about forgiveness. I think this is a really hot topic for a lot of people, because where forgiveness hasn't happened, I find there's a lot of anger and frustration and resentment towards another. And when we are in a place of unforgiveness, it can make you very, very sick.
It can, actually, because you're holding on to those negative energies, which... Well, I think Buddha said it's like holding on to a hot coal, you know, when you're angry at somebody else. So it's very true. It's burning you as much as it's, you know, probably hurting them from the feelings they're getting from you. You know, a lot of people talk to me about this subject, because when we're going into, you know, looking at their lives and what's happening in their lives, and I say to them, well, you have energetic blocks because, you know, obviously you're holding on to this resentment from the past. Now, it's the past. Let it go, you know, that old saying, let it go. And they're like, well, we can't. I haven't been able to, you know. That's why I'm here. I want you to wave your magic wand over my head and help me to let this go. And so we have to look into this more deeply as to why people hang on to that stuff that's happened to them. What is it that makes it so very important to them that they can't just forgive and let go?
I find one reason people hang on to unforgiveness is because they feel that by keeping that person in that position, that it won't happen to them again. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like a sense of, well, I'm not going to forgive you, because if I do, then you'll do it again to me, or somebody else will do something similar. However, forgiveness doesn't work like that. It feels like it. You might get a sense of that. It, and again, like you said, it's like drinking, or that saying where they say drinking a cup of poison, you know, it's you that's drinking it. The other person can definitely feel it energetically. And we've spoken before about psychic attack, and being unforgiving is actually also a way of psychically attacking another, because you're holding resentment or not goodwill, you know.
Yeah, or even physical, because you, let's face it, you know, sometimes arguments are constant between these people.
End up with a pot pan in your face.
Yeah, or worse still, I mean, people have actually, you know, taken others' lives in a fit of despair, and in that moment, you know, they're not thinking straight. So I think that it's very important to get to the bottom of why, and we always come back to that of, and what was the fear? Based thing, of
definitely
course.
Fear.
We are frightened of being hurt again, absolutely. But we can forgive someone and not allow them back in to hurt us again.
Definitely. And this is where boundaries, which is another thing I've been learning about much better, because I'm very quick to forgive. Mm. However, when I've forgiven in the past, it's almost like I've done it in a way that's condoned bad behavior. And in no way is forgiveness about condoning a bad behavior. It's about releasing yourself from the energetic tie that you have with that particular person, which can actually free you up from them, or it can actually build the relationship, because sometimes we hold on to resentments that actually aren't even a big deal. The amount of times families have pointless fights, and for years go by and you hear 20 years and they were fighting over something that no one can even remember, like Romeo and Juliet, like they don't remember where the fight started.
Yeah, and that's so true. I think you got to look at why you're forgiving someone as well. And let's start with the fact that, you know, some people don't like to be in that discord or the feeling of any dis-ease, you know, between people. And so therefore they will be quick to forgive because they want to be liked again.
Yes, the people-pleasing.
So it's the people-pleasing stuff. And so therefore they'll sacrifice their own feelings and sometimes even their own self-worth in that process. And if you do that all the time, then you're going to end up feeling like you're worth nothing. And that becomes resentful then. So then we don't just have feelings of unforgiveness, we also have feelings of resentment towards others as well. Because why don't you like me? Why am I feeling so low? It all comes from self. It starts with yourself. You must love yourself. You must be able to have enough self-respect, enough love, enough self-worth to be able to, even if there's a tiny bit left in there, to be able to say, hey, this isn't me. You're judging me. This isn't who I am. That's your judgment of me. That's not who I am, right? So taking on board other people's opinions is a big no-no for a start, right? When we can actually love, truly love ourselves, then we're kind of immune to other people's judgments and other people's opinions on us, because we know that we're good people. We know that we do good. We know that maybe that judgment that they're having is a reflection of how they truly feel about themselves.
Yes. Right?
And they're starting to put that on you because they want you to back that up. Okay. So that then becomes a self-perpetuating prophecy of them being this horrible person that they think they are.
And then you can help them prove it. Yes, through that behaviour.
Right.
And yourself. So and we do this ourselves. I mean, I know that in the past when I have forgiven over and over again, in definitely relationships, I feel that this is probably the most prominent where, you know, you might feel like you're the one that's always to forgiving and therefore you're taking on the blame. And in no way does when you forgive someone, does it mean you're necessarily taking on the blame. But we all have two roles in whatever relationship. It's always a two-way street.
Oh, look, this is a karmic scenario that goes around and around, and it is, you know, what you do to others comes back to you, okay? So when we are empaths and we feel so very deeply, you can relate to why that person is being mean to you.
Yes.
So you go, oh, you had a bad childhood. I can see you weren't loved as a baby.
Alison is talking directly to me.
Let me pick you up and nurture you and cuddle you. I don't care if you're scratching my eyes out while I'm doing that to you. I'll just take that pain because I know how much pain you've been in the past.
That's exactly me, because I do. I see the wounds. Terrible.
I know.
It's like a mirror right now.
We're just doing some therapy here, folks.
Thanks,
just tune in.
It's true though, because when you are empathic, you see why the person is acting in the way they are, and it becomes very easy to forgive. However, like I said before, then I end up becoming the carer and putting my own needs, wants, desires, all of those things aside to help nurture that unconditional love that I have for that other person with very beautiful rose-coloured glasses. However, I do end up not having the boundaries, therefore end up being mistreated or being taken advantage of.
And I think that you've got to understand that you're going to attract those people in, okay? If you – and look, I get this all the time with people, empaths and narcissists. They go hand in hand. Okay, the narcissist doesn't have the capacity sometimes, and it is a mental illness. They don't have the capacity sometimes to be able to see how they hurt others with their actions or how they take advantage of other people, because they really don't have a conscience about it. Whereas the empath is overconscious about everything. And so they kind of fit together like a perfect match. Only it becomes a horrible match for the empath because they're constantly being put down and being used, in the relationship as a punching bag, literally. But when people wake up to this and they start to see the pattern and they start to go, oh my gosh, I can see this, and I get this a lot, but I still love them. Yeah, you can love them unconditionally. We can love a lot of people in our lives, but we don't necessarily have to be that punching bag for them. We can love them from a distance. We can give them assistance through other means, other people. Sometimes we might need to give them professional assistance or help them in that way. But we don't have to be that person that's standing in front of them taking that punch every single time. And so I think it's really important to know where your boundaries are. We can forgive them because they're not aware of what they're doing, or they have a mental illness, or their background or their upbringing made them that way. But we don't have to bear the brunt of it.
Exactly. One of my favourite, I mean, I grew up a Christian, so I mean, there are such beautiful stories in the Bible, whether or not you believe in that or not. But one of them is Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And often I will repeat that over and over and over, because no one can actually truly understand how much they hurt you. You might think they should know. You might think, how can you not see this? Definitely if somebody's got a mental illness, they're not going to be able to have the same amount of empathy. And also people have such different perspectives. So I really do understand that from such a deep level, that people can never, ever know how much they hurt you, even if you explain it in great detail. And then often in that regard, you want them to say sorry back, and then you're asking it's a conditional forgiveness where you're saying, well, I'll forgive you if you apologize to me. But the apology is often not sincere or never comes.
Yep.
And then you're still stuck with this unforgiveness. So you can definitely forgive people. I really believe that nothing is unforgivable. I mean, there's some atrocious things that happen in this world, but I believe that the power of forgiveness really does bring about peace and happiness. I mean, the benefits of forgiveness far outweigh holding on to unforgiveness.
Yeah. There's always the boundary. That's something that, I mean, you know, I'm a pretty straight shooter, as you know. I've done some really interesting jobs in my life where I've had to lock my emotions away. Being a paramedic was one of them, to see the clear picture in front of me, to be able to do my job, to be able to help the people that are in front of me. I think being an empath, because I'm an empath as well, I can feel into the people's emotions, but I don't look at it anymore as a, oh, come here and let me pat you on the head. I look at it as, I love you unconditionally. I know that you've done some bad things because you've been hurting as a person. Let me help you recognize those things so we can heal this together and you can move on in a more positive way.
That is beautiful. And that is a much better way of looking at it. It really is when you think about somebody else instead of just, you know, forgiving over and over for the same thing. That's when you want to start looking at, okay, where are my boundaries down? Where am I, you know, where is this unconditional love actually affecting, you know, my well-being? Because the empaths listening, they'll be 100% knowing exactly what's going on with this conversation.
Yeah. I think too, being an empath can actually put you in a position of victimness, because you will tend to go into that victim mentality of, why me? Why am I always feeling everyone's emotions? Oh my God, it's terrible. I wish I wasn't like this. You know,
I've done this. It's like, why do I feel like I'm always the one sacrificing myself for other people's needs?
Because you're doing it.
Because I keep doing it.
Because you're doing it to yourself.
Because I'm choosing to do it.
You can still be an empath and have all of those gifts and be able to feel without feeling like you have to suffer for it. Okay? You can just accept it as a message. Like someone actually said to you verbally, hey, this is going on. This is how I'm feeling. And you go, oh, okay. You aren't feeling it at that moment in time, but you're listening to the fact that they're feeling it. You can still do that as an empath. You don't have to go into the actual feeling of it as your own or take it on board as yours. It's just a message. It's all it is. So when you get that message, it's up to you to then go, oh, they're feeling like that. I wonder what I can do to help them. I wonder what I can say, or maybe if I'm out of my depth, I wonder who I can send them to who might be able to help them.
Definitely. I think the other thing to remember too, a lot of forgiveness or a lot of unforgiveness stems from our own unforgiveness, the forgiveness that we haven't given to ourselves.
Yeah.
And once we are able to forgive others, it becomes very, very easy to forgive yourself. I know there's some methods that I've done in the past that I've found really beneficial, which is writing out. So I write, I forgive you for, and I list out all the things that person may have done to me or that I feel that they've done to me. And then I'll write another, please forgive me for, as if I'm writing to that person. These are not to be sent. I usually, burn them and release them to the universe. And although sometimes it does give you the courage to be able to go and ask for forgiveness if you feel you've done something or you've wronged someone as well. Often, which you would know this too, and myself, once we've, you know, when you're doing a psychic reading, there are the unforgiveness where people have wished that they'd, forgiven a parent or somebody that it's too late and they're already gone, but we can help with that process as well. So it's never too late to forgive, ever. It doesn't matter the circumstance or what's gone on. And the other type of forgiveness I find, other than, you know, where it's to the other person or to yourself, is that sense of that unconditional forgiveness, which is often what we have for our children. You know, they can do anything and we're going to forgive them. We're going to be there. And it might sound quite utopian, but it can be achieved. But I would definitely just start with the you know, those basic steps of, you know, forgive them without the need for them to say sorry, and forgiving yourself for whatever the situation was caused. I mean, I've spoken about before, my first marriage, he was extremely emotionally abusive. And now I can honestly say 100% that I forgive him completely. And I'm also grateful for the lessons that I learned. Mm. And it's a huge shift. Do I want him back in my life? No. Is he involved in my children's life? Unfortunately for them, no, but it could be fortunate as well. So you just never know how those circumstances are going to play out in the future. But I'm really, I have nothing left but unconditional love for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's definitely reaching that point that everyone would like to reach to, I think, and that is something that when you are a caring person, as you are, that can be both a blessing in this way, you know, as well as the curse of the curse. Fact that you,
yes,
you do take on so much. But, you know, getting those boundaries in place, making sure that you are also thinking about yourself, because, hey, look, it's not selfish to think about yourself. Okay, it's not. We're told from a very young age that we shouldn't be thinking about ourselves.
Yes.
We're
how programmed many times in don't this. Be so selfish. It's like, yeah, it's like a little loop in the brain, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because it's like everyone wants to be liked. Everybody wants to have that. And if you're born into parents that where image is a big important thing, you know, that they need you to be good children so that they're well liked, that they're seen as being good parents, it can actually put a lot of pressure on those kids. And I'm not saying children should not have manners or shouldn't be, you know, having their own set of rules or boundaries that should be around them. Of course they should. But it's getting that balance right and understanding that self is so very important, because if you actually have a good self-image where you are liking what you do for others, where you know your soul is good inherently and that you want to help and you want to do the right thing, but you have your boundaries so you won't be used and abused, you are then in a really, really good place to be able to forgive other people for maybe things that they don't understand that they're doing.
Yes. And it is those, this is a lot comes to do with like self-reflection. So looking back and I recognize within myself that often from an egoic point of view, I've forgiven people because maybe I've seen something within myself that is, I've done something similar, or, you know, I'm not forgiving from that unconditional place like I spoke about before. I'm almost forgiving in a comparison sort of way. Oh, well, I've done bad things, so I'll forgive you. And mm-hmm. and it's still ego. Mm. It's incredible how it shows up. But none of us are sinless. I mean, yes, we're perfect in so many ways, but we've all done things that I guess that we would like to, you know, it's been a mistake and we'd like to fix them. When it comes to children, like you were saying before, I mean, I've met so many people that grow up saying, I'm sorry, when there's nothing to be sorry about, because they were told they were always in the wrong.
Yep.
And you see these patterns, you know, you could be in the supermarket and someone will give you change and say, sorry. And you're like, what are you sorry for? You just gave me change. It's something really strange happens in those circumstances where you might feel constantly this sense of guilt that no matter how much you try and forgive yourself, that there's still so much there to forgive, like just that underlying, like you said, past lives we've spoken about before that could come through from that way as well.
Yeah, the different people I deal with on this one, you know, from programming from childhood, I think we are all born into families that we need to be born into. Believe it or not, we do choose our childhood, we choose our parents. We have got those lessons that come in that are harsh at times. I mean, you know, I had a pretty heavy childhood myself, but I had love. I had intense amounts of love, even though one half of the parenting wasn't great, the other half was more than amazing. And through that love, I learnt that, you know, people can be bad and they can act badly and they can do bad things, but I am so loved and I'm so protected over here, I can look at that objectively. I don't need to take that on board as being my fault.
I love that. That is so true. I remember once I remember hearing about how no one is all good or all bad. Mm-hmm. And it's something to remember, because often when we are in that place of unforgiveness, we'll do that to ourselves. So we'll think of ourselves as all bad, or we'll think of another person as all bad. And it really is important to focus on the love and the goodness that is within each of us. And whatever we pay our attention to is what grows.
Yeah. Look, there's a divine spark in all of us, unless you're a clone. That's another story.
It's another podcast. That is so funny. So some things that can help, definitely, we talk about crystals. There are crystals, yeah, that will definitely help you find rose quartz, just off the top of my head, because it's definitely love. And
well, it's the pink one. It's the one that feeds the heart chakra. Anything pink or green is really great for your heart. So, and there's some really insightful type of books out there. And I mean, you're an avid reader. You love reading. But I think I'm not a Buddhist myself, but I do love some of the Buddhist teachings about forgiveness. And I think that getting your hands on anything that, Dalai Lama's done some wonderful stuff on forgiveness.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of sitting with yourself for a while. Take yourself to a beautiful place. Go to, a botanic garden, or go somewhere with green. Go somewhere where there's life all around you, but not necessarily people. Okay.
Yes.
And then just sit with yourself for a good hour and really look deeply into your own soul and just love yourself. Look at all the positive things about yourself, the good things that you've done. Don't dwell on the stuff that you've done out of anger or resentment or any of the negative emotions. Look at the love within you. And then when you're in fully that love and that feeling of love, then go into the forgiveness aspect from there. Look at the people around you that you may need to forgive, but always put yourself in that place of love first.
And it becomes very easy to forgive when you sit there.
It does.
The other day I was in the car driving, and I just had this thought around how much we push away love, the love of others, when people are trying to love us in whatever form or shape or way they try to do this. And for that moment, I thought, I'm going to let every little bit of love that's coming my way into my heart. And as I did this, my I actually started shaking, and it was too much, because I ended up going, oh, this is why, because I haven't been accepting of all of it. I only accepted in little bits. So I think it is definitely something to practice and try to feel what that's like, because everybody has people around them that love them. If you're not feeling it from the immediate surroundings, know that we love you and we'll be sending out love to you. We can do that energetically.
Sure, we will. And all your angels love you. Call on Archangel Sananda, who of course was Jesus Christ when he was here embodied, or call on Christ himself if that's who you identify with. The love that comes from that deity is just beyond. And when you open your heart to him and all the other beautiful deities and angels that are here to love and help us, it just puts you in a whole different place of recognition, not only of yourself, but of everyone else on the planet, really.
It does. Even when we think of someone like, Mary, Mother Mary, I mean, even that mother's love and that compassion that comes through, it's really incredible. And when we talk about Jesus, his biggest message was on forgiveness.
Mm.
That was really all he came here to say: if you just forgive, and you are all forgiven, and you can easily write this out and do this for yourself.
Yeah, stop beating yourself up, guys.
Yeah.
Just love yourself.
And to help you with that self-love and forgiveness, Alison and I have included a forgiveness meditation that's about to start right now. Find somewhere comfortable to relax. Sitting or lying down is fine. Take a few slow, deep breaths. Imagine a large crystal jar. Inside the crystal jar, place all your thoughts, worries, and concerns. Take a few moments to do this, and when you're ready, put on the lid. Imagine now you're in a garden. In the garden, you see a variety of trees, colourful flowers, and lush green grass. Take in all of your surroundings. Feel a gentle breeze blowing on your skin. Hear birds singing, and the sound of water flowing gently down a stream. As you look to the stream, you notice a bridge, and on the other side stands someone waiting to meet you. This is an opportunity to meet them halfway. Who is the one that seeks forgiveness? Once you recognize who this is, walk to the middle of the bridge and they will meet you there. Now is the moment to tell them what they did. Explain the circumstances, events, and situation that occurred. This is a safe place to express how their actions made you feel. Tell them how you believe they could have or should have acted or responded. Now it's their turn to share with you their point of view on the situation, how they felt, and how they believe you should have acted or responded. For every encounter we have with another, we have a list of expectations on how we should act, what we should say, and what we should do. Here, on the bridge, we recognize that we both come from different sides and have different views. However, we all share the same desire: to be loved unconditionally. Forgiveness allows us to lay down our rules, expectations, and judgments. When you're ready to let go of all the frustration, resentment, anger, sadness, and disappointment you feel towards this one, look into their eyes. See the truth of who they are. From your heart, with love, silently say, "While I may never fully understand why you did what you did, or said what you said, and you may never fully understand the pain you caused, I deeply and completely forgive you." If you would like to receive forgiveness too, know you are deeply and completely forgiven. With gratitude, this one looks into your eyes and offers you a gift. It is a pouch. Inside this pouch is sparkling rainbow-colored seeds. Thank them for this gift. Maybe there is a gift you wish to give them in return. Now it's time to say goodbye. You walk back across the bridge to the garden. Here you notice an empty patch of soil and recognize this is the place to plant your seeds. As you begin to plant the seeds in the earth, you understand these are the seeds of forgiveness. The more seeds you plant, the more beautiful this garden, your garden, becomes. This garden and the bridge is yours and available anytime you need. The more you forgive others, the easier it is to forgive and love yourself unconditionally. When you are ready, take a few deep breaths and come back to now. Thanks for listening to The Divine Style with Jolinda Stella and Alison Maiden. You can ask questions or find out more at jolinda.com.au or alisonmaiden.com.